Japan.
Presidente, first, we'd like to convey our deepest sympathy to the people of Afghanistan for the suffering they have endured following the deadly earthquake that struck the country last week. We offer our heartfelt condolences to the people of Afghanistan, families and loved ones, those who have lost their lives. In response to the damage caused by the earthquake, the government of Japan has announced that it will extend emergency grant aid of $3 million to Afghanistan, in addition to providing emergency relief goods. We are deeply concerned about the recent situation in Afghanistan, including the continuing humanitarian crisis and the reports of human rights violations. We are especially concerned about the violation of the rights of women, girls, and minorities, including the failure to resume the girls' secondary education and restriction on women's appearance and behavior. Sustainable peace, development, and economic recovery in Afghanistan will depend on the full, equal, and meaningful participation of women and girls in society. It is in the common interest of all that Afghanistan achieve a safe and stable society. To this end, since August 2021, Japan has provided $184 million in humanitarian assistance that directly benefits the people of Afghanistan in collaboration with the international organizations. This includes support for women empowerment in Afghanistan together with the UN Women. It is important for the international community to work together to urge the Taliban to take tangible steps to improve the human rights situation of women and girls, to build an inclusive political system, and to ensure that Afghanistan never becomes a hotbed of terrorism. Japan will continue to work closely with the international community to promote the stabilization of Afghanistan. Gracias.